HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh, Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal and West Bengal CM Mamata Banerjee have written to Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Singh suggested five ways the government can tackle vaccine shortage amid the second wave of coronavirus. The veteran Congress leader stressed that ramping up vaccination was the key to battling the pandemic. He also urged the government to resist the temptation to look at the absolute numbers being vaccinated. He said the government must focus instead on the percentage of the population vaccinated. Kejriwal said the situation in the capital was very serious and sought help for beds and oxygen for COVID-19 patients. Banerjee said her state was running out of COVID-19 vaccines and essential medicines. India has about 13 million COVID-19 vaccine doses in possession of the states, about 7.8 million Covishield and 5.7 million Covaxin jabs. About 10 million more in the pipeline for distribution over the coming weeks. The government has supplied about 144 million doses to states and union territories till April 18. Of them, nearly 127 million were Covishield doses and 17 million doses were of the Covaxin vaccine. Amid allegations by states that vaccines are in short supply, the center maintains there is no shortage in the country. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has defended the U.S. decision to withdraw from Afghanistan. Blinken said the terror threat had moved elsewhere. He added that Washington needed to refocus resources on challenges such as China and the pandemic. President Joe Biden has announced the U.S. would withdraw all forces from the country. The withdrawal will come before this year's 20th anniversary of the September 11th terror attacks. CIA head William Burns and U.S. generals have argued that the move could plunge the country deeper into violence. It would also leave America more vulnerable to terrorist threats, they said. Bitcoin, the world's biggest cryptocurrency, fell as much as 14% to $51,541. It reversed most of the big gains it made over the past week. Smaller rival Ether, the coin linked to the Ethereum blockchain network, dropped 10% to $2,101. Data website CoinMarketCap cited a blackout in China's Xinjiang for the sell-off. The region reportedly powers a lot of Bitcoin mining. The weekend carnage came after a heady week for the industry. It saw the value of all coins surge past $2.25 trillion amid a frenzy of demand for all things crypto. It was also in the run-up to Coinbase's direct listing on Wednesday. The second wave of the coronavirus pandemic has pushed film and TV shoots out of Mumbai. They have moved to new locations for completion. The team of Mohit Suri's Ek Villain Returns has jetted off to Goa. Bhairia has had its team stationed in Arunachal Pradesh for over a month now. Last year, when the pandemic hit, filmmaker Milap Zaveri changed the location of Satyam Ejiyate 2 from Mumbai to Lucknow. Reliance Entertainment has four projects in various stages of production, but all shoots had to be stalled. Trade analyst Trinadosh says a lot depends on the story when it comes to shifting to a different shoot location. The location is decided by the script. The scare is everywhere, not just Mumbai, he said.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
When did Chennai win its first cup?
In 2010.
Who won the orange cap last year?
KL Rahul with 670 runs.
If you too are a cricket know-it-all, then play the Crick Bazi contest. Watch Crick Bazi on HT Smartcast YouTube channel and win exciting gifts on the daily Crick Bazi Cup Bazigar contest. Crick Bazi on HT Smartcast YouTube channel. Click on the bell icon to never miss a chance to win. Subscribe to HT Smartcast for more podcasts.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.